The Financial Services Organization, TIAA, has signed on as the title sponsor of the Philadelphia Marathon. That coincides with an expansion of the annual race. The marathon is adding 3,000 extra slots, increasing the field of participants to 20,000 runners. Those slots will be available starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. Fairmount Park hosts many important landmarks, events, and people in this summer of 2026, but 150 years ago, it hosted one of the world's biggest events, the World's Fair, and it was the first World's Fair ever held in America. Violet Comber-Weiland from WHYY's BillyPenn.com tells us more.
Nearly 10 million people attended the fair that showcased lots of world-changing inventions, including the typewriter and the sewing machine. Melissa Weiler-Gerber is the president and CEO of the Please Touch Museum. She says that Memorial Hall, which now houses the Please Touch Museum, was one of the centerpieces of the celebrations.
It was a place of celebrating innovation as the first World's Fair on U.S. soil, where people came to see new inventions and discover new things from all across the country and all across the world. And now it's a place that inspires curiosity and creativity and all the little kids who visit us every day.
This week's festival event to commemorate the fair will include storytelling, kid-friendly activities, World Fair models, and more. You can celebrate this week's Philly Festival this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Please Touch Museum. For Billy Penn, I'm Violet Comber-Weiland, WHYY News.
We are heading into the unofficial start of summer, but the weather is just not cooperating. 65 degrees right now in Philadelphia, cloudy skies, expecting some rain showers around 6, 7, 8 p.m. in our region, and then more rain overnight, low 51. Saturday, a steady rain moves in, could get an inch or more. A good day to stay inside on Saturday, high 54. Sunday, more rain, high 65. Monday, Memorial Day, looks like the best of the bunch, but we still expect some morning showers, high 70.